LA News time right now, 8:35. The primaries, of course, taking center stage. What a result last night in the Sheriff's Post. It's part of the spotlight this morning here on Long Island, Larry Zacharys. Some say surprised, some say no surprise. Either way, we'll ask him. What do you say, Larry Zacharys? The individual who will be moving on to the general election come November the 7th. Larry, a big congratulations.
Jay, good morning. Thank you very much.
Boy, I tell you, I know you're tired and everything else, and quite an evening it was. And, you know, you look at the differential, it wasn't just a few points here. You know, this was a big victory. I mean, so says the numbers. Were you surprised at the differential here, Larry?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, maybe a little bit surprised. I'm certainly pleased. We spoke about it on your show, and really we've been saying all along, you know, if it's a simple formula. If people come out and vote, we win. And I think that's what happened yesterday. You know, there's certainly there were prime voters who came out. I think traditionally, yeah. You know, as you know, off year election primary, very low turnout. And
yep.
We knew that going into it. So we certainly focused on reaching out to, you know, Republican prime voters, but we also spent a great deal of time with my base, you know, police, fire, EMS, you know, the people that I call my colleagues and the people that may not necessarily traditionally vote in a primary. And I think that that made a significant impact.
You know, a lot of people say, you know, listen, you got plenty of parties backing you, you got the dollars and everything else, but you know what? It all comes down to votes. And that's why we stress to people, you know, you got to get out and express that vote. There's nothing to complain about. Nothing. If you didn't make it to a polling place yesterday, you have nothing to complain about. We kept hammering that point on. So in essence, when you get these individuals who have multiple party backing, have the dollars, the fundraising and everything else, you know what? It ain't over till it's over, so they say, right?
Well, that's right. And, you know, listen, there's, you know, you can do mail pieces and signs and all those things and websites but votes win elections and votes are translated directly from people.
Right.
And a good portion of our time, the vast majority of our time, was spent just getting out. And I think I mentioned to you on the first show, you know, when I was on, I feel like I'm a weekly guest now. Happy to come on anytime you want now.
Now, wait a minute now. Take it easy. Take it easy, King Larry.
One of the first shows, I said, you know, I said it's a big county, and
yeah.
And we learned just how big it is, and we spent as much time in as many places as we could. So,
yeah.
I think that translated into the sheer numbers.
Be careful, Hendrick. Zacharys will be doing the sports soon. I mean, geez,
I can't replace him.
Boy, I tell you, this was a biggie. Now, you know, the situation going forward. You know, obviously, your opponent will have a couple of lines. Who knows? Democratic. I mean, that's still up in the air. But will it be the same type of strategy, Larry, to kind of move along here? You know, a lot of people said, you know, you did a really good job as far as, you know, listen, one who is a politician and everything else, it's all well and good, but experience and everything else certainly weighs and looks large here in this particular case, but what about strategy going forward for you?
Well, I think, you know, we certainly won't give away our secrets, right? Not to the listening public, but generally speaking, the strategy remains mainly the same, except with one exception. We have a groundswell of people who, because of the fact that it was a primary, you know, we had the Republican primary, it was what it was, and we vowed early on that if we were not successful, then we would have supported, you know, the winner. I've said it multiple times. I would have supported Senator Boyle, you know, had he been, because the Republican voters and the independent, you know, the Reform Party voters would have had a chance to speak. You know, what he does from here is certainly his choice. But I can tell you that there are countless people who are not affiliated and weren't able to vote in this primary that are supportive of our efforts, are supportive of our platform and our ideas. And I'm confident that they're going to come out in the general election. So, as far as changing strategy, not too much different, except that now there's just that many more people that can come out and vote for us.
There you go. We are talking with Larry Zacharys, the assistant police chief, by the way, at Stony Brook University, making his first run for office. He pulled off a pretty resounding upset win here over the veteran and state senator Phil Boyle in the Republican primary last night. We know the sheriff runs the jails, the county jails, in Riverhead, also in Yaphank, also with about 900 correction officers involved, oversees 250 sheriff's deputies as Mr. Zacharys continues his run, the first leg. You know, it's almost like a I always kind of affiliate sports situation. It's almost like a baseball playoff team. You know, you get the wild card, and then you go on to the divisional series and everything else. But in essence, there is probably a lot more work to be done. And Larry, we've spoken about it. There's a ton of issues. And I think people are concerned about a lot of these issues. They're concerned about the drug situation. They're concerned about the gang situation. You know, there's a lot that goes into these things. And obviously, who knows? Maybe they're concerned about some of the corruptive practices that have taken place within our government, especially the department. I'm talking about Ed Walsh. But a lot of people have concerns here.
Yeah, listen, I think that now that we're past the primary, you know, and we've talked about it, a lot of places, you know, it's been a late night.
Nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan is the word I'm searching for, Jay.
Yep.
They're nonpartisan sheriff elections. So, you know, now that we are beyond the primary, I think that the issues we're dealing with, and I've likened it to, it's not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. It's a human issue.
It's real life issues.
It's real life.
Yeah.
You know, this is, you know, and people, quite frankly, people don't care. They don't care. Wherever they live doesn't make a difference. They want they don't want crime in the neighborhood. They don't want drugs in their homes. They don't want to go to funerals. They don't want to, you know, be subjected to, you know, to be crime victims and to be subjected to gang violence. So, as I mentioned earlier, I think that our strategy stays relatively the same. We get out and we continue to talk to people. We push our platform, which I think is a common sense platform. It's about cooperation, coordination, communication, and community. And that's how you solve these problems. That's what crime fighting, you know, to use a colloquial term, is all about.
Yeah.
And that's what the plan is, you know, for the next 8 weeks.
There you go. Well, I'm not going to keep you. I know you're tired. You need to unwind. It was a big victory. I know the phone will be ringing.
I have about 175 unanswered text messages, give or take. So I'll
there you go.
I'll get back to everybody. And I just want to thank you again, Jay. Thanks for having me on the first time and for you know, for giving us.
Well, listen, it's all about getting the information. I've said this all along. You know, there's no partisan situation here. It's about getting information out to the public so that they can make the choice. That's what we do on this show. You know, and that's key here. We're fair. We're balanced. Listen, anybody who's running, we give everybody a chance to get their word out. That's the key. We let the voters decide. That's how we form democracies.
That's right. And that's
how good government is supposed to be run. And the only thing I stress to the folks out there is to do their part, and that is to get out and vote. And hopefully, come November the 7th, we'll see some pretty good numbers. Larry, a pleasure. Really, thanks for a couple of minutes. Go back to bed. And
got a lot to do. Jay, thanks again, and thanks to all the listeners out there and the voters for the support. Really very humbling and very much appreciative. On to November.
There you go. We'll talk soon. There you go.
Thanks, Jay.
There you go. Larry Zacharys.